We appreciate being here this evening, and appreciate everybody that made it out. Obviously, the weather's not great, so I'm sure a lot of people decided to stay at the house tonight, but a few of us here, we can still have church and just get where we need to be, and the Lord can pass by, and just everybody purpose to anything that's asked of you tonight, just do everything we can, and I'll try to say a prayer and turn it over to Taylor. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and opportunity to be in your house, Lord, and we just pray that you help us just to get where we be in the center of your will tonight, Lord, and just do everything that's asked of us tonight, Lord, and the gospel will go out and touch someone's heart. And if somebody has that opportunity tonight, Lord, we pray that they come and seek salvation or seek to do whatever they need to do tonight to get closer to you. We just pray that you bless every effort tonight, Lord. We thank you again for everything. Amen.
Page 130. page 281. Page 281.
Sweet hour of tonight.
Say we're happy to be here. Like to ask everybody to stand. Any unspoken requests? Any spoken? Remember that? If nobody else has anything, I'll ask Dad to lead us in prayer. I'll ask if anybody has a testimony or song. If not, turn it over to Ryan.
I want to know him better, and I want to walk closer. I want to learn about the heart that was broken for me. It may require suffering, but the valley, the more clearly out of dark, lonely places come sweet things from Him. And if I am broken, these words will be spoken, precious words I may never have the privilege to hear. I brought you through this valley just to show you my glory. Oh, how sweet is the darkness when the Father
appreciate that song. Phone your song or anything on your heart. I wasn't expecting to be up here tonight, but this scripture keeps coming back to me. I read this week. I believe it's, I'm not mistaken, it's in the Sunday school lesson this week, but it's Matthew 19 and 24. A little bit of the backstory is the young ruler is asking Jesus what he has to do to get into heaven. And when he tells him he needs to sell all his treasure and come follow me, it makes him sad because he don't want to give all that up. But verse 24, I'll read 23 too. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And that camel going through the eye of the needle, I believe I've probably heard Terry preach on that and heard some other people explain that. There was a, if I might mess this up, but a doorway or a gate through the wall that was shaped of the eye of a needle, and a camel could fit through there, but he had to take everything off he had. There was, had to hit his knees, and it was doable, but it was hard to do. And you know, my thought is that's how we got to receive salvation. We got to leave everything there at the gate. You got to hit your knees, and you know, you got to do it right. We all had to come the right way to get through there. And those of us that have been saved, that was just my little thought. But you got to do it the right way, and you can't take nothing through with you. You got to leave it all at the altar, and that's my little thought. So. But I think that's part of the Sunday school lesson, so maybe Jay or Blaine or have a little more say on that Sunday. But anybody else got anything at all? Cooper already told me I need to look this way when I call on the preacher, so. But no, I'll open it up to whoever's got it, come on. We got some over here too, so. Pray for Levi Church.
say it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Taylor, I'm thankful for that song you sung. There's been many a time, or a few times, I've been in some dark, lonely places. And then here come the Lord. And then I wasn't so lonely no more. I was sitting there thinking, why, we ain't got a whole lot of people here tonight as we used to, but we still got more here than most. And that's a blessing. I was sitting here thinking, why, the Lord can do a lot with a little. Why, he fed them 5,000 over there. And y'all just pray, but I've been reading about Elijah. And it's about where Andrew was at the other day, but it's been on my heart real strong. And Cooper, he just wanted me to tell him I was going to get up, but I didn't know if I was going to or not. But you can't never tell in this thing. But y'all just pray. And I was reading about Elijah and this widow woman. And why, I'll give you a little backstory. Why, Lord told Elijah that it wasn't going to rain. And he'd sent him over here to this place and to this brook and said, you get your water there and I'll send you some ravens to give you some food to eat. And well, when the brook dried up, why, he said, I got a little widow woman over here that'll sustain. I've commanded her to sustain thee. And y'all just pray. I just want to get where the Lord's at tonight. Just get me out of the way. Why, seems like we have some trouble doing that sometimes, but I just really desire your prayers. And I may skip around reading a little bit, but I'd be all right. I'll just be soon, get out of the way. Well, the Lord told Elijah he had a widow woman to sustain him, and he goes and finds her, and she had a couple sticks with her, Billy, and I'll just read what Elijah told her. It'll be in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, and I'll start in the 10th verse. And it says, so he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And she was able to go, and she was going to fetch it. And he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a little morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Listen to this, and it says, and Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Y'all just keep praying. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of the Lord, which was, he spake by Elijah. And y'all just pray. Why, like I told you earlier, why, the Lord, he can do a lot with a little. And here come Elijah. Why, he was in need of some water, and the Lord had commanded that woman to sustain him. And
Oh, Ryan, I could just see her, why in the shape she is in, why she was down to her little last of everything. And she was going to prepare a couple sticks. That's how bad off she was, Cooper. And you got to be pretty bad to have to go eat some sticks. And here come this man of God. Why, she probably never seen him before, but the Lord, he give her a little job to do. And y'all just pray. But I could just see that little widow woman, why, that man of God come to her, and he said, can I get a little vessel of water from you, Andrew? And why, she didn't even say nothing. She took off to go get that water that he asked for. And why, he said, why, you had it. Can you make me a little cake, Andrew? And she told him, she said, why, I ain't got but a little handful, and I got a little cruise oil. But I'm glad, why, Taylor, the Lord can do a lot with little. That little widow woman, the Lord give her a job to do, Andrew. And she didn't say nothing about it. Why, she did what the Lord commanded her to do. Ain't you glad when the Lord gives you something to do and you do it, he'll bless you in that. Why, he said, why, that won't run out until the rain comes. I want you to know, I didn't read it, but if you go over there to that 18th chapter, y'all just pray, I'm losing my breath. But if you go to that 18th chapter, why, the Lord told Elijah, he said, in the third year, why, I'm going to send rain. Why, that little bit she had, why, it lasted her 3 years. Just because, why should the Lord bless her? Because she done what he told him to. I'm thankful for that this evening. I'm thankful that the Lord will bless us when we don't think we got a lot. Why, the Lord can do a lot with a little, pain, Ryan. I'm thankful for that. I feel like I'm the least one here. And I'm thankful that my God can take something as nothing as me. Why, I'm thankful he can move through something like me every now and then. When I can get out of the way, I'm thankful he took nothing and made something out of me. And he can do that for you today. Why, he can take you and he can make you a joint heir to the throne this evening. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for what my God can do, Ryan. Why, he amazes me every day. Every day that big sun comes up, I know my God put it there. Ain't you glad today that every day, why, we wake up, why, we just think it's another day. But my God done all that. I'm thankful that the one that hung the stars, why, he knows every hair on my head. Why, I'm thankful, why, when I didn't have nothing to give him. Why, that little woman said, I didn't hardly got nothing. But he blessed her. And he did what she told him to anyhow. Why, that's how it is sometimes. Why, when the Lord will give us something to do, Taylor, why, we might think, why, it ain't going to help nobody. But I'm thankful. Why, the Lord, he can do a lot with a little pain. I've heard some people get up and sing a little song, and why, the whole church rejoice. I'm thankful for that this evening. Every job just as important as the other. I'm thankful why whatever the Lord will give us to do, when the Lord's in it, that's when he'll move. He'll not move in me, just get up here holler by myself. As much as I'd like for him to sometimes, it ain't how it works. You move in the Lord and he'll bless you. I'm thankful for that today. Thankful to be here tonight. And I'm so glad to be here, Ryan. I'm so glad for when the Lord passed by. That's about all I got. I didn't know I was going to say all that, but I'm
like I say, I'm thankful to be here. We'll turn it back over to Ryan. Well, we'll have Taylor come and we'll get a song. And you may be here and you may be struggling a little bit. While the Lord, He bless you, get throughout. There'd been some things where I don't know what I'm going to do. But here come the Lord. And afterwards, I can just say, thank you, Lord, for helping me out of that. Just like that song Taylor sung earlier. Why, you just sing when you're ready. And if you feel like coming, why, just follow the Lord this evening. Just follow Him. Just come if you feel like coming. At this time, if anybody's got a song or anything on their heart. We'll turn it back over to Ryan.
We appreciate that message. And I feel the way Levi does. You know, I feel like I'm the least here, but the Lord can use me a little bit. And He'd give me a little something. Usually when I try to say something, I feel like I mess it up. But if there's a little... a little bit of spirit in it, that's what we look for. And it's been good to be here tonight. Anybody got anything else on their heart tonight? Got any announcements? That's Brother Sean dismisses.
God, to Lord, come back, God, with a burden and desire to serve you, Lord. Yes, it's in you.